In this Leader Feeder, we're going to look at promoting from within and why it's still a good idea despite many of the pitfalls involved. Most of the people in our training classes report being promoted from within, and there are several advantages that come along with it. Number one is they know the work process and how the company works better than anyone else, and they have pre-existing relationships with their fellow coworkers. That can pose a problem when they get promoted, but initially, that product knowledge, that process knowledge, and the knowledge of their people works as a tremendous advantage. Plus, when you think about it, if you're a laborer or a worker in an organization and you see that people do get promoted from within, it gives you hope of career progression if that's one of the reasons why you're staying with that organization. So all sorts of great positives around being promoted from within. There are several pitfalls as well. And one of the big pitfalls is managing that friendship and leadership piece. And where I find that is specifically a problem is when it comes to having to coach or correct or even discipline someone who used to be one of your coworkers. Many supervisors I find are so worried about the relationship that they have with the folks at the front line, they will actually defer or procrastinate talking about things that are deficiencies in terms of productivity, safety, or quality. So if you're a frontline leader watching this video, I want you to make sure that you step up and say something when you see something that needs to be addressed in your team. If the leader doesn't do that, what ends up happening is they lose respect from the people in the team. And the reason for that is if you're a high performer and you see someone else on the team who is not being corrected and they're not carrying their fair share of the work, it's going to become a demotivator for you as one of the top performers. So again, the frontline leader needs to address those performance issues despite having those pre-existing relationships. Now, the second piece is that process or job knowledge that you have, which is one of the reasons why it's good to be promoted from within, could come back as a negative because it might make you more resistant to some of the changes and improvements that are needed to move your department forward in its performance. So remember to stay open-minded. Just because it isn't something that you were used to doesn't mean it might not work. I'd rather have you have a spirit of curiosity to try new things before you discard them as being not possible to work. Now, some companies who want to make tremendous changes will be tending to hire people from outside the company to fill their leadership roles. And of course, that means that they're going to have learning curves, trying to learn the organization. And they tend to face this resistance when the people who've been working there for a while have this new boss from outside trying to bring all their fancy new ideas. So it's important, if you are brought in from outside, that you do take the time to kind of learn the people, learn the lay of the land before you start making any dramatic changes to the work group. Now, based on those two things, I know companies who want to change things tend to bring in people from outside, but I really want to encourage you to develop the talent that you have inside your organization. The people inside your organization know the business better than anyone else, and so when it comes to helping the organization grow and change and be successful in the future, I'd rather count on the players that you know rather than to have you taking chances on people that you don't know. Now, once you've dealt with people being promoted from within, chances are they're going to need some leadership training, and that's, of course, where we come in. We can do that in on-site workshops. We have public workshops that you can send people to, or we even have a suite of online products and services that can help you in that area. So please reach out to us on our website at frontlineleadership.com or connect with us on Facebook at Frontline Leader.